Hello, beautiful souls of Uplift Lifestyle Podcast. So good to be back. I'm about to share with you probably one of the most crazy episodes ever, because nothing like this has ever happened to me. For me in my life. And nothing is the same and everything is different. And I am honored to share the story fully alchemized with you. I recorded this yesterday, which would have been a two-week anniversary of my rebirth, a two-week anniversary from the incident. From a full life-changing, out-of-body experience. It's quite profound what occurred. And I've experienced so many emotions and feelings and perspectives and reflections. And I've now had, I think, 5 different energy healings to just really process with gifted healers. Actually, since I recorded this yesterday, I had received another one, which was such a nice surprise. In the recording toward the second half, which you'll learn about, there's 2 portions. So there's the first 40 minutes. I say it's going to be 20 minutes in the recording you're about to hear, but it actually is 40 minutes of me recording what happened. And then there's a second half that is available only in video form. I've made a recording of the full conversation, but the second half is actually a guided ceremony and transmission for your own alchemy, for your own ascension through whatever transformation it is that you are experiencing. And my guess is you are currently in an up-level, a metamorphosis, some sort of transformation, some sort of upgrade, some sort of desire, some sort of manifestation, some sort of healing. If you're listening to this, you are on the journey. And as I'm presently recording this, it's eclipse season. So if you're catching this right when it comes out, you're in an eclipse. And whether you're conscious of it or not, you are going through your own death and rebirth. And if you're not catching this in an eclipse season, it's still going to serve you no matter what transformation you're going through. And it's just a wild story and it will shift your perspective. But the second half of this that's only available in video will be available at the link here in the show notes. It's a recording I did, and the whole second half is a really powerful, I call in some very powerful guides and beings. I channel them through for facilitation of ceremony, of alchemy for you. So it feels like a real gift to share that. And I've made this video just to pay what you can, pay what you desire. So enjoy it. Enjoy it. And you can access that at the link here in the show notes. If you want, you can just grab it right now. You don't even have to listen to the podcast, because everything that's on the podcast is in the video. I record it on video, all of it. Okay, so much has happened even since I recorded this yesterday. This is my little intro, long intro, but a lot has happened since I recorded it yesterday. I cannot even describe the number of synchronicities, miracles, and magic and blessings that have come into my life since this death and rebirth. And I attribute it to, you know, my soul left my body. My soul got its own upgrade when I was soul traveling, right? Upgrade happened, and then boom, planted back in my body. So thank you, God, for that. But also the physical experience, the human fear of what happened, and the scary, scary, scary reality of it changed my perspective. And the perspective of gratitude and presence is on a whole nother fucking level. And I'm going to get into this. But the number of blessings. Like, I recorded this yesterday, and then right after, I was planning on, you know, up editing it, uploading it, sharing it with you guys. And then I had a visitor, and it was my beautiful friend who owns the yoga studio that I go to. Well, I used to go to like 5 days a week. Obviously, I haven't been there in a couple weeks as I've been in deep, you know, hermit cocoon, healing, rest mode. But she came over, she provided, and I did not expect this at all. And she showed up and she provided me with Reiki and massage and an angel card reading. And I was like, thank you, God. Like, the number of blessings, the number of people who have shown up for me in the last couple of weeks, like, you know who you are. Thank you. Thank you. And then after she left, oh, and I'm so grateful. And after she left, my parents showed up again. They've been visiting, of course, a lot. And they brought me flowers and they brought Cash dog treats. She turned 2 a couple days ago. And they brought Mitch his favorite chocolate. And I was just like, thank you. Like, thank you. Like, it's, yeah. And then today, my friend Carolyn, and we were always masterminding together, she came over today and I was actually supporting her, and we go back and forth, and, you know, she had given me such a beautiful deep healing last time I saw her, which was the day after my incident. She came over and did a whole upgrade for me to facilitate the healing that needed to happen, and it was really beautiful, so thank you. But I was facilitating her today, and it was just so magical to just, like, receive my gifts back and give my gifts, and it just felt so good. And tomorrow I start with my first official client back from this time off, and the timing of it all is just, like, absolutely divine. The things that are being birthed, the ideation and, like, the conversations and everything is just, and the magic, like, the magic of the blessings and rewards landing, like, eclipse season, thank you. My death and rebirth, thank you to every single human, doctor, nurse, all my friends and my family, Mitch, oh my gosh, Mitch, like my parents, my sister, Mitch's family, everyone, thank you. It's been a profound time. So I'm going to share the story with you. And again, if you want to watch this on a recording, I have a whole video you can access. It's a pay what you can, pay what you desire. It is 1 hour and 15 minutes. And the whole second half is me facilitating you through ceremony of your own death and rebirth. And it's really, really powerful. So I love you. Enjoy. It is so good to be back. And of course, nothing is the same and everything is different. And I'm extremely grateful for the upgrades. I'm extremely grateful for the presence and just my past self, my present self, and who I'm becoming. And massive love and gratitude and blessings to you for being here, for being the type of person that is living a life by their own design, who is here for their unfuckwithable life, their empowered life, their aligned life, their truest purpose, their highest path, and they're here to be fully optimized. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Enjoy this episode. And again, thank you for checking the video and watching the video and donating to the video. I think you're going to love the optimization techniques I take you through, the energy medicine and the channeling and the ceremony. It is so good. So enjoy.
I am so excited. I'm also nervous to be recording here. It feels like so much has changed in a seemingly short period of time, right? 2 weeks isn't a long period of time, but it seems like lifetimes in terms of lessons and perspective. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. I'm going to be covering a lot today. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Haley Bowler-Cook. I am the author, the best-selling author of Unfuckwithable. I am the host here of Uplift Lifestyle Podcast, founder and CEO of Uplift Lifestyle Incorporated. I specialize in energetic, neural, and somatic optimization. My company's mission is all about empowerment, alignment, being unfuckwithable, living a life by your own design, and my gifts in human optimization to ensure that your body, your energy, your entire being, from physiology to neurology to cells to your energetic frequency, chakra systems, all of you, is operating in its highest, most elite form. So I'm recording this because 2 weeks ago to the day, it is, as I'm currently recording this, it's April 3rd, 2024. We're right in the middle of eclipse season. 2 weeks ago to this day, gotta throw on my blue light glasses because the light tends to bother me with the concussion that I have that's almost fully healed. I know it, but yeah, I've gotta throw these glasses on. So it's almost 2 weeks to the day where my life completely changed. So I've titled this Collapsing Timelines, literally, Death and Rebirth. And I'm going to take you on a journey with me. So before I get into the story of what happened, a little bit of housekeeping. So I'm right now recording this as a video on Zoom. So those of you who are watching this right now on Zoom, you're going to be with me for the whole journey. You're going to be with me for an hour, maybe more. For those of you who are listening to this in audio on a podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to my podcast, Uplift Lifestyle Podcast, you're going to be with us for the first 20 minutes. I'm going to make this video available to anyone and everyone. And it'll just be donation-based, pay what you can. And the reason I'm separating this is I'm going to incorporate toward the end of this riff conversation, I'm going to incorporate a transmission, a human optimization ceremony together. And it needs to be videoed because there's going to be things I'm going to be showing you that I want you to do for yourself, for your own body, for your own brain, and for your own energy system that, frankly, it won't come across or translate well through the podcast. So if you're listening to the podcast right now and you're like, I want this whole hour, I want it all, maybe you want to learn more energy medicine, maybe you want to learn more optimization techniques, maybe you want to be facilitated in ceremony, you want a space to really honor where you're at right now, or maybe you just love and adore me and you want to support in this way. Maybe you love and adore me and you want to hear more about how I'm supporting myself in the second portion of this that will be just in video only. I will be talking a lot about how I've been supporting myself through everything that happened in this death and rebirth, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. I'm going to share it all with you. So let's dive in. I want to start with just acknowledging you for being here. And I would love us to just place our hands on our heart, wherever you are listening or watching this. Close your eyes, unless you're driving, if you're listening to this on the podcast. And just bow your head to your own heart. And acknowledge yourself for where you're at on your journey. What I'm about to share with you is about my journey, and then I'll be taking you into how you can alchemize your own death and rebirth process. But I want you to notice where you are in your journey, Where are you at right now? What's true for you? What's real for you? What are you processing? What are you alchemizing? What are you integrating and coding? What is your vibe right now? What's your focus right now? Goals, intentions, healing, what's going on? Just feel into that. For those of you who are staying to the end of this, who are watching the video, the full video, I will help you. I will facilitate you in alchemizing it. All right, so let's dive in. 2 weeks ago to the day, March 20th, 2024, marked a life-changing experience for me. Leading up to the event, I'm going to give you, you know, medical terminology of what's going on. I'm also going to give you the spiritual energy of what's going on, energetics, all of it. Why am I sharing this with you? Because I love you guys so much. When this was all happening and I couldn't be on my phone, I didn't want to be on my phone. I was really not well for the first few days following what happened. I was thinking about you guys every day, thinking about my community. I wanted to share, like, I'm here. Here's what's going on. And my amazing, loving partner, life partner, Mitch, he was really adamant that I don't, and that I wait until I alchemize this to share it. And the incredible thing is I thought, oh, I'll be ready in a couple days to share this. I'll be ready in a few days. And then it was, I'll be ready in a week. And then here we are 2 weeks to the day, and I finally feel like I have alchemized what happened. And although I am still taking a slower energy through life, I feel so clear and centered around everything. So I did post on Instagram. I just posted, like, life is precious. I posted a post and one of the photos, it was like slow living on a whole new level. And one of the photos was me in the hospital. And I posted it. It was up for maybe like 10 hours. I ended up having to take it down because, first off, lesson number one, I am so loved. And this community here, Uplift Lifestyle, this community is so pure. Everyone who I attract and magnetize into my world and who I vibe with, friends, clients, community, my network, everyone, family, like the most high vibe, pure, good fucking people. And having this post up for like 10 hours, I just kind of posted it and went on with napping and doing whatever else I was doing in those initial days of healing. And I received hundreds of messages on Instagram, in email, text, multiple phone calls, comments, likes, everything. And Mitch was receiving phone calls. My sister was receiving phone calls. It was a lot. It was beautiful to experience the love. And I don't regret posting it. I did take it down just because I didn't want to scare anyone. And it felt like just too much all at once. But I also, I'm glad I did, because it just reminded me of how much love circulates in this community and for me. And I'm so grateful. I'm emotional thinking about just how grateful I am for everyone who liked that post, commented, called me, texted, emailed or called or texted someone that I love and that I know, family, friends, close. Yeah, that was beautiful. So the reason I kept a lot of this private for the first few days was there was a lot of unknowns medically, and frankly, energetically and physically, the last thing I even wanted to do was talk about it. I was just processing in my own time and integrating. And my parents, my mom and dad, who are my everything, were on vacation. And they were away, like they were in Florida, so they took an airplane there. They weren't in close proximity. So for the first few days, and they were the most scary days, it was just me and Mitch navigating it. My sister, we wanted to inform, but we were very adamant, you know, please don't talk to mom and dad about it until we get some answers. Cause I know my mom and dad and I fucking love them so much. They would be on a plane and they would be there. So the first few days we were keeping it very private until we could tell my parents what was going on. And I'm grateful for that. And I have my reasons for alchemizing and processing and getting information medically before sharing everything. And, you know, this is why I feel ready to talk about it now with you, with my community, with people I love and admire so much, because it feels like this gift. It is this gift. I am so grateful. Like the last 2 weeks, although I've had a concussion, although I've been in pain, although there's been a lot of fear and uncertainty, although there's been some serious edges and major deaths in this death and rebirth, holy crap. Like the eclipse came 2 days after the lunar eclipse came 2 days after this incident. And it's like I got it early. Like I'm always alchemizing, I'm always integrating, I'm always walking this walk. And it's like I got the upgrade and the medicine early so I could, for my own life, right? It's about me, it's about my life. So I could alchemize it individually for myself. And then with what I do for my life's work, with how I facilitate and how I share and how I hold space and ceremony and hold session and thought lead and write and speak, like this was for you. This was for us. This was a gift. And I feel like I know that now. Of course, I had moments the first couple of days like, why, what the fuck? But here we are. So it's a gift. So I want to give a little spiritual context. A couple of weeks before the incident, so like a month ago, I started to declare to God, to the universe. I started to pray more. I started to declare my next level. I started to ask for more. I was like, I'm ready. I'm so ready for this next level and evolution of myself. I was praying for more. I was in serious devotion for my next level. And of course, the universe listens. And within the 2 weeks from when I started the prayer to this incident, I had so much magic and momentum happening. There were infinite, so many opportunities, conversations, collabs, clients, onboarding, so much rich goodness. And also a lot of falling away, right? I'm going to get into this in the second half around what happens when you have a death and rebirth. And I'm going to be sharing with you guys the actual medical incident that happened. But whether you're at, you don't need to have a full health freak out and literal collapse to decide that you're ready to move into and ascend and bloom like a flower or come out of your cocoon like a butterfly. Like you don't need to have a physical health thing to decide it's a death and rebirth. This eclipse season we're in right now, and if you're catching this at a later date, whatever eclipse season you're in, whatever moment of transformation you're in, it's happening for you and it's happening now, and it's something you must lean fully into. So I'm going to talk about that more in the next half. So leading up to this, I was in full prayer. I asked God for a change. I was like, and I talked to God, I talked to the universe, I talked to source, I talked to infinite intelligence, I talked to archangels, angels, intergalactics. You know me if you've been to a ceremony or experienced my work in one-on-one or anything. I communicate with all of it. But I was really talking to God recently, And I was asking for this change. I was instantly upgraded, literally within the moment. I was instantly upgraded of this one prayer I can really remember down at the lake. It was right before I had an event actually in Goderich about a month ago. I was praying for this change. I instantly was upgraded with this profound experience of gratitude. And I've talked about this a little bit, a lot actually, and on my page for many years, but it was different. I genuinely felt gratitude in a way I've never felt it before for everything. And I was noticing miracles more often. I was declaring things like, and I just actually posted this on my new high performance page. I just posted this about neurologically, energetically, and somatically, what's going on when you make this declaration, what's actually happening in the brain, et cetera. But I was like declaring every day, I want to be surprised. I want magic. Like, let's go. And I was also parallel reality shifting much more. So anyone who parallel reality shifts, if you worked one-on-one with me, if you've been to ceremony with me, or if you've done your own quantum leaping and parallel reality shifting in your own spiritual way, you know what it is. So I was having parallel reality shifting more than often in these last couple weeks leading up, like where I would be like, whoosh. And if you're watching this on video, you can see me. If you're listening to the podcast, you can't see what I did, but it was just like this, ooh, like it felt like the heaven and earth moved, the world moved and shook around me. I was having a lot of this leading up. So I was playing in the quantum a lot, and I always do. This is what I get paid to do. This is what I do for my clients, right? This is what I do, but it was different. I can't explain the texture and the flavor of it, but it was like a different vibe. So things were really aligned. This is the thing. So I think when a lot of people have an incident where they have a very big monumental health scare, I think they're often living unconsciously and they get this scare to whip them into consciousness. Where I've been living very consciously for a long time. Now, there's medicine in what I shifted into because I needed it for this next season of my life. So I want to make it clear spiritually, energetically, vibes. I was thriving. Was I feeling a little bit run down? Yes. I had many, many events back to back. Speaking for large groups, 100 person group on the Friday, 200 person group on the Saturday. I had then drove the next day to my parents to the airport. The following Tuesday, it was going to be a day off. I ended up facilitating a ceremony for a friend and client, and it was extremely potent. It was a whole death and rebirth, and it was powerful. And then Wednesday, I was preparing for, I had a VIP day the next day on Thursday for one of my one-on-one clients, long-term, high-level client. And this VIP day had many moving parts to it. We were at a specific venue. I had a body worker coming. There was a lot going on. So I was planning logistics. I was getting ready. It was a whole thing. I was also going to be spending that night with my sister, as she would be at the venue, and we were going to just enjoy the space. The venue, by the way, is my parents' retreat center, renewal retreat, which is where the event was going to be. I realize I can say it now because I did actually tell the client where it was going to be. I like to surprise my clients on VIP days, but I remember I did tell her where it was going to be already when I told her I had to cancel it. So things were energetically and spiritually so good, so alive. Physically, I was feeling run down and my body was whispering like, take a break, slow down. I was even intervened by the universe, by God twice, because I was going to drive up to my parents' retreat on the Tuesday. And then I was going to drive up again on the Wednesday. Both times the weather was not allowing me to do so. I even jokingly made an Instagram story and I was like, nothing like Mother Nature to put you into submission, which was pretty freaking ironic considering what happened later that night. So here we are. I have moments of, it's Wednesday night, March 20th now. I have moments of like, I want to get up there. I want to prep for the VIP retreat. I want to spend time with my sister. What the fuck? Why is the weather doing this? And then I also have moments of like, it's God's plan, baby. Surrender. Let's go. Let's have fun. Right? I was kind of wavering, which is normal and human and beautiful. And Mitch comes home from work. He's like, yay, I get you again. Like, I'm so happy. We have the best night. This is, again, 2 weeks ago today. We make love. We make a delicious meal. We have a bottle of wine. It was a night that I felt, and you know, I always feel really fucking good. But it was a night that I felt euphoric, like truly. And although things were rearranging and shifting, I was like, whatever. I'm grateful. I'm so happy to be home with my man and my puppy and just at home. Like, I hadn't been home a lot. I've been like living this spiritual public speaking event facilitating rock star lifestyle. So it felt really good. So fast forward to the night that it all happens. We have this amazing night. I'm now later on, we're just like watching a movie. We're relaxing. Like, all things are great. I get ready to go to bed. I'm walking up the stairs. I'm standing in the kitchen. I get this moment where I feel like, and I'm still feeling so grateful. I'm physically feeling amazing. I feel awesome. I walk up the stairs. I'm standing at the counter. It's been a couple minutes since I was downstairs, lying down. I get this like whoosh feeling that comes over me, and I have to brace myself. I have to plant my hands on the counter. And then I go, whoa, that was weird. Like, I literally, and then I start to smile and giggle because I'm in such a euphoric, parallel reality shifting energy that I have been in the last couple weeks and was really in that night, very euphoric. And I kind of giggle like, oh, I've just quantum leapt. Like, I'm in a new reality, like, da, da, da. Then, so that's all fine. Then, instantly after, I get hit with this crazy rapid heartbeat. It's like nothing I've ever fucking experienced in my life. It wasn't like a panic attack. It wasn't like, oh, I can't breathe. Like, oh, it was like, oh, I'm flying. I'm flying. I'm lifted. I'm flying. That's what it felt like. I was flying. My heart was beating crazy. I was flying. Again, it was like kind of exciting and euphoric. And then also I started to also feel fear and scared. And I remember trying to say, Mitch, like, help me. But nothing was coming out. And then, snap, I go unconscious. I go unconscious standing up. I collapse to the floor. This is why I'm calling this collapsing timelines, literally. And this is 2 weeks ago. At the time, I wasn't giggling about it, sharing the story. I'm kind of laughing about it now because I actually think it's really beautiful and funny how the universe and God intervened in the way they did to put me on my ass, to get me into a fucking new perspective. But yeah, I collapse to the floor. I smash my head on the tile. We have tile floor in the kitchen. Now I'm going to pause here. From Mitch's perspective, he's in the office or something down the hall. He can't see me, but he hears what sounds like the microwave falling off the wall. Our microwave's installed onto the wall, like up high. He thought the microwave had hit the floor. That's how fucking loud I went down. I was unconscious. I don't remember. I don't know of any of this, but I hit the floor. Okay. Fast forward. I'm going to come back to my perspective, but I want to share his perspective. He's on top of me screaming, holding my head. Haley, I'm unconscious. My eyes are open. My pupils are fully dilated. My skin is white. My lips are blue. Unconscious, seemingly dead. Okay, let's shift back now to me. This whole time, who knows what time is? So I remember standing up, and then I remember only white heaven light, like this warmth, this like states I've experienced in meditation. Okay. I've experienced this in meditation. I have never, however, experienced it in such a way that I didn't ask for it, want it, try to experience it, try to experience the feelings of it, but it to just happen to me. It just happened to me. I didn't try to breathe into it. I didn't visualize white light. I didn't call in my healers. I didn't call in my energetic beings that would support me and my clients in experiencing this. It just happened to me. So I'm unconscious, blackout. I didn't notice I was blacked out, right? Like, I don't know any of what's going on. The next thing I know from Mitch, which no sound came out, was white light. Okay. A moment of black, I think. Yeah, a moment of black and then white. This feeling was, I felt like I was so warm. I felt like I was like bathing in heaven. Like, for, to make it understandable for us all, imagine what heaven would be. Okay, that's where I was. White, warm, light, calm, peaceful, amazing. About a minute passes. Apparently I was unconscious for just under a minute. Not that there was a timer on, but this is what Mitch and the doctors are understanding. I opened my eyes. And then when I'm telling Mitch this story, he's like, no, Haley, your eyes were open the whole time. I was like, what? Felt like I opened my eyes. Because I could start to see the third dimension again, right? So for that period of time, I wasn't seeing the third dimension. I wasn't aware of the third dimension. I start seeing the third dimension this time. In this experience, I start to get my, I start to get my senses back. I can feel, sorry, I had to take a break with the retelling the story. It does bring up an energetic wave. There's no real way to describe it other than, oh, thank God, just continuing to remind me of the intensity of what happened. Okay, so this time I feel like I open my eyes. I feel like I'm back on Earth. So I can't hear anything, but I can see my surroundings. I see Mitch. I see Cash. I think she was in my right, like on off to my right. Mitch was like on top of me, around me. And I see like my kitchen. I'm like, oh, I'm at my house. I'm in my kitchen. I'm smiling, or at least I feel like I'm smiling. I don't know. I feel like I'm like, I woke up from like this beautiful dream or something. And then consciousness into the third dimension, right? Like the here and the now, the physical comes back because now I can hear. And now I'm like, whoa, because I can now hear Mitch saying, Haley, what the fuck, freaking out, right? As he should, totally as he should. And then I go, what? Like, I'm shocked. Like, I don't know I'm on the floor. I think I'm standing up still in the kitchen. And I'm like, what? He's like, you're on the floor. I'm like, what? Anyways, condensed version. Eventually I come back to, I'm on the floor. I'm lying down. This is scary now. This isn't this euphoric dream. However, before I could hear and I could just see, I felt like, oh, this is so beautiful spiritually, right? Like, and I'm talking not just when I was seeing white, but then when I actually came back to this dimension and I could see before I could hear, I was like, this is a major moment. Like, this is beautiful. Thank you, God. It wasn't until I could hear and see and understand the terror in Mitch and the fact that I was on the floor. And then I got instantly hit with pain, right? I smashed my head and my whole body, my whole left side was on fire. So slowly things are starting to come back and I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like in crazy pain. Okay. My whole left side is like screaming. From here, I'm giving you the fast forward version for all of our sakes. It's scary. Okay. It's scary. The ambulance come. They do a bunch of testing. They say, well, you need to come with us. They take me to the hospital right in. I get a bunch of tests done right away. They do everything. They're perplexed and I could tell. Okay. So let me give you a couple spiritual things. Spiritually, while this is all happening, I'm in pain for sure. Like my head is like fucked. My body is like, ow, like what just happened? Did I get hit by a bus? But spiritually and energetically, I'm like grateful. Okay. I want to be clear about this. I felt no one was telling me, oh, this is a big thing. You should be grateful. I just felt grateful. I just was touching my skin. I was like grateful to be alive. I was like, damn, I'm alive. that was weird. That was scary. Like, thank you. I'm alive. I just wanted to like kiss Mitch and hold his hands and like be there. Okay. The doctor's coming in. He's looking at stuff. And this is an eMERGE, right? And he's like confused. I can tell he's confused. And then he keeps going out and getting new things. Like, okay, we're going to do this echo of your heart. We're like just bringing all the stops. And I'm like, okay. Long story short, they need to continue to do testing. He doesn't understand what happened. He's like, I can't explain what's going on. They need to continue to do testing. I go back a couple days later. I have to do, hit my microphone. I have to do more testing. I end up being in the hospital all day. Again, no one knows at this point other than Mitch and my sister. And I did actually tell my one client and the body worker because I needed to tell them because we had to cancel our thing the next day. Well, I had my sister tell them as my liaison because I wasn't really up for chatting. So I go back Friday. We've now let Mitch's mom in, so my mother-in-law, in on everything. She goes, I'm coming over. You need a mom there, which she was bang on. I did need mom energy. And again, my parents were on vacation and I didn't want to tell them because I knew they would fly home till I could tell them I'm okay and I'm safe. But we didn't get any answers until Friday night. And this all happened Wednesday night. So Mitch's mom is an absolute angel. She's supporting me like crazy all day. Okay. Like beyond, just in every single way, shape and form. And I'm so freaking grateful. We do a bunch of this testing. They figure out, basically, they take me to the furthest form of testing, which is a CT scan with like radioactive dye and contrast dye, and it was a whole thing. They do a bunch of stuff in between that, and then they do that. And we find out the CT is clear, eventually, at like 6 p.m. on Friday. So we're so relieved. We're so grateful. And they still want to do some more testing, which I will be doing. I have an appointment April 10th. It's all being sorted, but basically, what that doctor is, a different doctor now, and he says, what I think we're going to find out is there's no medical explanation for what happened and that you're perfectly healthy and we can't explain this medically. So this is, of course, an exhale for everyone who I know who loves me, an exhale for myself. Physically, I feel like, oh, thank you. I can breathe again. And spiritually, it is ultra confirmed that this death and rebirth was done by source, God, universe. Sometimes God has to step in, intervene in a really big fucking way in order to change everything from that moment forward. In order to change everything from that moment forward, God has to intervene. And that's what happened. So as I've been alchemizing what this all means, and reflecting, I'm in such gratitude. Like, these last 2 weeks have been crazy, but they've been like two of my favorite weeks of my life. The number of friends and family, energy workers, body workers, healers that came to visit me and take care of me. I'm immensely grateful. I have been supported and I've opened up to support in a whole new way. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. My parents, my sister, Mitch, Mitch's family, my friends, you know who you are, my amazing clients who have been so incredible this whole 2 weeks as scheduling and everything has had to be restructured. My community, all the doctors and the nurses, and I was so lucky, even one of my friends was working that day, who's a nurse, and she brought me so much peace. She was like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, she knew this is not normal. This is not right. And we need to take care of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. To myself, to my body, I promise you, nothing is the same and everything is different. And I will listen to you and I will love you and I will slow the fuck down. A message I had been receiving for years, literally. And I would slow down a bit. I would incorporate slow living. I would take breaks. I would slow down. But when God intervened in this way and gave me a fucking reset, wiped my brain clear, gave me a concussion. Like, I feel like it's a gift. Like, thank you. Thank you for this concussion I've been healing for the past 2 weeks. I just started driving a couple days ago. I've just started to be around light, bright lights. I've been letting the sun, I'm going to get into actually all this in the second half here. Because I want to share with you, as we move into this next thing, it's less about what happened to me. It's more about what I've been doing to support myself and how you can support yourself and how you can alchemize a death and rebirth. But I'm just so grateful. I've been able to reflect and reassess. Time and space really slowed down, stopped, and then it slowed down. And yeah, the themes have been perspective, gratitude, slowing down, really taking time to look back on everything I've done and created already. Like, I had time to look back at my book. I had time to read all my testimonials. I had time to read all the book testimonials. I had time to connect with people that really just showed up for me in really beautiful ways. I had time to just sit and look at the wall. I had time to just stare at the sky, look at the sun, let the sun just penetrate my eyes and just like say, thank you, God. People I really love came and showed up for me. I'm going to share more about that next. Yeah, I was healed. I had energy healers and body workers, and I'll share more about that. Coming and validating things that were happening and supporting me. And the perspective shift was huge. And I realized I was pursuing more all the time. I was always in pursuit of more. Give more, be more, have more, experience more, achieve more. And as an aligned, high energy person like me, who's brilliant at what I do, it was easy for so long. But like I said, God had to step in to change that moment and everything that came after. Because for my next season, it's going to be different. It's going to be different. Yeah, so looking over my old courses and content and like listening to my own meditations and my devotionals, listening to my own manifestation in my Prosecco and pipe dreams, looking back at wealth codes, looking back at momentum, I was like, damn, this is so fucking good. And I guess I just got used to like creating stuff and moving forward, doing tons of sessions, doing tons of events and just like next, next, next. Like, I always know I'm changing my clients' lives. I always know I'm changing my members' lives. I'm changing my community's lives. It's what I do. I know that. It's the easiest thing. I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of testimonials and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who have told me, you changed my fucking life. But for some reason, it wasn't locking in like, okay, Haley, you've done enough. It was like, what now? What's next? Now, this isn't to say that I'm not going to be creating more. I've never been more inspired. It's just that how I do it is going to be different. And the amount of spaciousness is going to be different. And the time and the priority and the just the wellness is going to be different. So I'm grateful. So thank you for listening. If you're on the podcast, thank you for listening. I love you. The link is in the show notes. I'll share it on Instagram where you can access the rest of this video, the whole video form, and you can be with us for this optimization ceremony and time together where I'm really going to be calling in some very powerful healing energy from infinite source intelligence for us, where we're going to alchemize death and rebirth more. So if you want this whole thing and you want it in video and you want this next part, it's pay what you can, pay what you desire. I want to make it supportive and accessible to you. And it's fun to play with money. It's fun to open up to magic. And I've been asking God to surprise me, so surprise me. And I want you to have access to this. So I love you. Thank you for listening on the podcast. And we're going to shift gears now over to the rest of the ceremony.
I hope you enjoyed the story of what happened. My death and rebirth, the collapsing literally of timelines, the shift of perspective, and really just the grounded truths of we are not in control. It is in divine timing. It is up to God. It is up to the universe, and we are co-creators. So we must listen to our intuition. We must listen to those whispers. We must move in a way that feels like it is of the divine and of our highest path and truth. And we deserve to live a beautiful life now. And yeah, you know, you received the medicine that I administered in sharing that story. And if you want to receive more medicine in a more facilitated ceremonial way, I encourage you to click the link in the show notes and watch the full ceremony. And if you've just listened to this full podcast start to finish, you may just want to fast forward until we get to the point where I start the ceremony. And it's your turn and it's your time to alchemize. And again, if you're catching this during eclipse season, this is the time. Death and rebirth, literally. And you get to fully ascend and expedite and alchemize the process in a really powerful way. So enjoy. If this reached you and supported you, I would love to hear from you. If there's someone you think would really benefit from this story, maybe someone who's going through something or transforming in their own way, maybe it's someone who has had an out-of-body experience. I know I haven't read any of these books because y'all know I don't read other than my own book, Unfuckwithable. But I was told by many people over the last 2 weeks that they've read books about people who've had near-death experiences, and everything I described was exactly what they read. And it's kind of interesting just the similarities of what happens, you know, when you leave your body and your consciousness shifts. And you come back. And again, you don't need to collapse to the floor to decide that your life is happening now, and you get to be here now, and you get to be here in the unfolding of it, and you get to be so grateful and present now. You don't need to have a true physical collapse for you to actually embody surrender and trust in a new way. So enjoy the ceremony. If you head onto that link to watch it, once you purchase it, you'll have it forever. And again, it's pay what you can, pay what you desire. You could pay $5, you could pay $500, whatever feels right. Trust yourself. I love angel numbers, I will add. But enjoy it. And I facilitate you through your own death and rebirth. And it's a powerful time to do that. So you deserve it. You don't have to live in this in-between energy. You get to go all the way in. You get to lean all the way in. And you get to come out through metamorphosis into your butterfly self. Have a beautiful day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. I love you.